This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can blame social media for many, many hours of wasted time. But with that wasted time last month came a rise in voter registration. After Facebook added a short message encouraging its users to register, numbers were up across the country, which leads to this question. What difference might that make come November the 8th? Gigi Duban is on that one.
The heated debates, the harsh words, the unfriending. If you've talked politics on Facebook, you've experienced this. But here's where it works really well. For 4 days, the social media giant had a Register Now button that sent users to a federal voter registration site. And states couldn't be happier.
All went extremely well.
That's Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. Alabama was one of several states, including Minnesota and California, that saw big results. Merrill says almost 40,000 people registered to vote through Facebook.
It's a very effective way to get a word out to a lot of people in a short period of time.
Facebook also adds that social pressure that comes when your friends have signed up to vote and you haven't.
It's called shaming, basically, which is a little horrifying, but it does actually work.
Jim Gilliam is founder and CEO of Nation Builder, which makes software for political campaigns. He says even though women and younger people tend to use Facebook more, its reach is getting wider.
It definitely is going to be skewing less and less over time because, you know, literally everybody is on it.
Now, a lot of people feel guilty about time spent on Facebook. But Kevin Esterling, political science professor at UC Riverside, says registering to vote, that's different.
I mean, it obviously increases goodwill towards the platform.
Oh, and it also gives Facebook more demographic info on its users, which helps it better target ads. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.